brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
It is definitely time for more suds. Welcome to the suds episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. I'm one of your hosts here at the table, good old boy Mike, and joining me here is good old boy Dave.
What's up, kids?
And good old gal Juliana.
Up the irons.
What a great entry. Oh, I'm sorry, wrong button there. There we go. Our sud segments are all about beer, beer, and more beer, and idiots hitting the wrong button on the soundboard. Here's what we're going to actually discuss on our segment today will be a brewery takeover from Three Floyds. We'll talk about that more. Up first, Juliana gets the honors of going over our suds ratings for today.
Woohoo! We'll be tasting and discussing these beers and rating them with the suds ratings that we know and love so well. Here are those ratings now. Number one, that sucks. Give me anything but a bud. Number two, was that a belch? Number three, what a relief. Number four, a body should really not make that sound. And number five, listen to that hang time. Give me another.
Thank you, Juliana. Today's show is a brewery takeover episode. We're talking about beers from one brewery today, and that is going to be Three Floyds from Munster, Indiana. We're going to have some background on the brewery to talk about today and a trivia contest on Munster itself. And you'll get to play along as you hear our theme song for our trivia for Munster. And listen, if you are incredibly bored and you'd like to turn this into a drinking game, all the better. Because we're drinking either way, win or lose, through this.
We've got like almost a dozen Three Floyds of beers here, so I think we're all winners today.
Absolutely, Dave, for sure. Well, we have lots of great beer to talk about, and here's the lineup from Three Floyds that we're going through today. Hang on to your hat, because it's a pretty long list. Alpha Claws, Moss Goop, Mano Awe, War Mullet, Back Masking, Dreadnought, Gumball Head, Pride and Joy, Space Station, Middle Finger, Calumet Queen, and Blackheart are the beers from Three Floyds that we're going to talk about today. So a really great lineup from Three Floyds, and a very broad lineup. So this is definitely not a one-dimensional flight that we have in front of us. They make about 300 beers, so we have a pretty good representation of the broad set of beers that they make. Juliana is going to get us started today with some info on the brewery from Munster.
Even right from the beginning in 1996.
Sounds like she's talking a children's story there. Gather around, kids. Bring your beer. I'm going to tell you all about Three Floyds.
Exactly.
One day there was a brewery.
A story.
And the mama bear says.
One day there was a Floyd, and then he met two other Floyds.
I'm sorry, I interrupted
you. All right,
you.
Fine. Dang it. Three Floyds is all about the ingredients. At times, they have kicked the BJCP guidelines in the butt, and also the Rhinite Skibot to the curb. I know.
Yep, that was a party foul.
Yeah, that is.
Rhinite Skibot.
Rhinite Skibot. To focus on great beer, which is what they're all about. They followed the trail of many of the American pioneers in craft beer with innovative use of the hops, producing great classics such as Dreadnought and Alpha King, both of which we have here today to discuss. Woohoo! Nick Floyd is the one that started it all after homebrewing at the tender age of 18. The namesake is from an early version in Hammond that involved his dad and his brother. So, now you fast forward 11 years, and now Three Floyds is producing over 300 different beers. A sore point for a lot of us is the limited distribution, however. Working with three distributors is workable, but adding more creates complexity. Plus, it ships the beer further and sometimes, sadly, compromises the quality of the Three Floyds beer. They are moving towards a capacity of 15,000 barrels right now. So, guys, have faith. It's coming. It may be a while, but it's coming. The pub system is a six-barrel system that is served well for the pub and as a pilot system. We don't have to look any further than today's lineup to see that Three Floyds continues to be both innovative and consistent with quality. And, I mean, I got to tell you, this is a very broad range of beers that we're discussing today.
Definitely.
So the marketing theme, of course, is metal music and beer. It was an early marketing hook that Three Floyds does not want to change. And, you know, if you think about it, there's not that many that are involved with heavy metal. So my props and my fingers are up in the correct way.
Your middle finger?
Yeah. Here is one of the band's favorites, Pelican.
So we're going to feature a couple other Three Floyds' favorite metal bands today as well. Like we mentioned earlier today, we're going to actually have some fun with fun facts from Munster. You know, there's just something about, you know, that theme song that says a lot about Munster. So your first trivia question about Munster is, what is the population of Munster of the three choices, 110,000, 21,000, or 6,000? Think about it, kids. Go grab that beer. All right, Juliana, what's going to be your answer?
Fifteen.
Ooh, 15 is not one of the choices. Wow. But
is it right?
No, it's not. Your three choices were 110,000, 21,000, or 6,000.
Oh, fine.
No, six. You don't get to go again.
Six? 6,000? Drink. Dave, with the process of elimination, you get to choose between 110,000 or 21,000.
I should win automatically because she cheated, but I'm going to say 21,000.
That's right. It's 21,000.
Does that mean I get to drink?
People that get to drink beer in Munster, Munster, Indiana. So, really a great community, and we'll get to learn a little bit more about Munster as we're going along and talking about Three Floyds as well. We're going to go through the beers that we have in our lineup, and each of us is going to talk about our top three picks, our tasting notes, as well as our suds rating along the way. Plus, we'll have more trivia as well as some more metal music through today's episode. Up first is going to be Dave, who is going to talk about his top three picks.
I have to take a sip
first. Yes, take a sip of something first. Do you need some interlude music?
Yeah.
There you go, man. Give you a little bit of bridge music. That's good. There. Get into
like
it.
Like that. So, it was very difficult to just pick three out of the 11, because I'm not Juliana and I don't wish to include 10 of them in my top three, but... I picked three, and she has tough,
you know, counting. One, two, three.
She doesn't want to make any of the four. She doesn't want to make any of the beers feel bad. Is
it
what it is.
3A.
Yeah,
it could be 2B.
Well, if I don't pick them all, someone's feelings will get hurt. I don't want them to grow up stunted. Okay,
how did she ever get through a spelling bee? Ooh, you almost got it. Sorry, you're still a winner, honey.
We're all winners. All right. So I picked three. I'm not ranking them one through three. They're all really good. So in no particular order, The first one I picked was Space Station Middle Finger.
Huh. How about that? Space Station Middle Finger is an American Pale Ale. All these beers are from Three Floyds out of Munster, Indiana. I'm not going to say that all the afternoon. This beer has an ABV of 6%. And here's the description from Three Floyds on this American Pale Ale. With the same grim determination and American innovation that President Jack Kennedy showed when propelling us to victory in the space race, we at Three Floyds bring you the Space Station Middle Finger. Both bright and citrusy, this pale ale deserves to be in orbit. Dave, your tasting notes on this.
Well, the first thing I wrote was great. It is a great beer. It's very drinkable. It is very what I would consider, and we talked about this earlier before we started, malt forward.
Yep.
For an American pale. I would almost, it's right on the verge of what I would say they could classify it as an English pale. It's very balanced. There are citrus notes, but they're not overblown, and it's very, very good beer. I gave it a 4.
Wow, how about that? A body should really not make that sound. A great start, Dave, and a great beer. So what's your next pick?
Next one is Pride and Joy Mild Ale.
Hmm. So Pride and Joy is a recent addition to the Three Floyds lineup, and they decided to make a sessionable beer that they could distribute very easily in six packs as well. This is classified as an amber ale, which I thought was kind of interesting. The ABV on this is 5%, and here's a little bit of description. It's their interpretation of the American Mild, a smooth, medium-bodied session beer with bright citrus hop aroma and a finish. Dave, your tasting notes on Three Floyds Pride and Joy Mild Ale.
Well, kind of like the last beer, it's very clean. It's well-balanced. I don't like the classification of amber. I do think they should have just stuck with American Mild. It does remind me of an English Mild Ale, a little bit lighter in color, but in a little more hop forward. But I do think it fits that style. And I gave this one also a 4.
I like the dry finish on the Pride and Joy. Yeah, yeah, it was very good. And this is definitely one of those beers that I like the fact that it's almost been crafted as a session beer.
Yeah.
And, so you can, if I had to pick Three Floyds to drop in a can, this would be one of my top picks, to drop in a can. This is something you throw in the canoe for a canoe trip and take a couple of cases of it and have a great time. Yeah, this is a really great beer.
Or if you're bringing a friend, maybe get a couple more cases.
Or maybe, if you're bringing Dave.
Well, better go ahead and get a keg.
The canoe keg by Dave.
There we go. Coming soon to a store near you.
He's thinking about it.
Yes.
Anyway. So what's up next in your top three picks here, Dave?
My third and final, Juliana, is Gumball Head.
Wow. Great wheat beer talk about here. So Gumball Head was one of the early offerings that Three Floyds had. This is a wheat ale. It is the ABV on this is 5.5%. Although what's strange is I wouldn't describe this as a sessionable beer, although I have sat down and had quite a bit of Gumball Head at one sitting. An American wheat beer brewed with red wheat and boatloads of Amarillo hops gives this summer brew a lemony finish. The slight haze in the bottle is from the bottle conditioning, where yeast is added to the bottle for a secondary fermentation. Gumball Head is a Skin Graph Comics hero. Check out Skin Graph Comics and records at skingraphcomics.com. So, a really great beer, and I guess they stole somebody's logo and decided to give them credit. Dave, your tasting notes on Gumball Head here.
Well, Amarillo hops are pretty robust hop to use, so you're going to get a lot of flavor there. And I think using the red wheat is what gives this beer a little more oomph than a lot of wheat beers. So, and that may be why it's, you know, you wouldn't really call it a sessionable beer, but I do think you could almost consider it like a lawnmower or a boat beer. You know, you could definitely, it's very refreshing. It's got a good wheat finish to it. So I definitely think you could take this out, enjoy it in the summertime. And again, I gave this one a 4.
My body should really not make that sound. Well, we're out of the gate with Dave's top 3 picks, and we've already talked about some really great beer. The thing, the story I love about Gumball Head is just it is one of those beers that I feel has carried and at the same time propelled, mm-hmm. You know, Three Floyds. It gave them a very good foundation of a great cash cow beer and their ability to hit a broad range of palates and really show that they can make a very high quality beer. A couple of the other beers that we have here are also in the early lineup. And so the thing that I like is and it's a very consistent theme through Three Floyds, they absolutely went after quality. Yeah. Right from the get-go. And the thing is that it's not like some idiot just threw in a ton of hops and said, obviously I'm creating flavor because I'm throwing the hops in and forgot about a lot of other components about making really great quality beer in addition to having great flavorful, you know, products as well. And that's the one thing that I love about the Gumball Head is that it feels like something that they went through like 40 or 50 iterations and then they went,
right,
nailed it, you know, mm-hmm. and they just have not goosed around with that formula. Probably, I think they've been making that beer almost 20 years now. So
it may have been, you know, one of his homebrew,
you know, versions. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That may be true. Because I don't know a lot of people that are definitely brewing with red wheat. That's pretty odd
ingredient. Not as the main ingredient, anyways. Yeah,
yeah, definitely, definitely not the case. Well, we've had some good fun so far. We're going to take a quick segment break here, and we will be right back to cover some more trivia as well as Juliana's top 3 picks and our other special children. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Sips, Suds, and Smokes. This is a Suds episode today. We are talking about beers from Three Floyds in Munster, Indiana. And we're having some fun along the way talking about both some metal bands that are part of their marketing theme, as well as some additional trivia from Munster, Indiana. All right, kids, grab that beer. Here comes your next trivia question about Munster, Indiana. So Munster is one of the 10 safest places in Indiana. What is the name of the town or city that is the safest place in Indiana? And I'll give you a moment to think about it. Grab that beer. All right, boys and girls, you've thought about it hard, and now you get to think, what is the safest place in Indiana? It is not to go to the state of Ohio. That is not the correct answer. All right, so Munster is one of the top 10. In fact, it is number 10 of the safest places. Even, I think it's because they have good beer. That's the reason why the place is
that'll,
so safe.
That'll calm a lot of people down.
I agree. Yeah. Good beer equals safe. You heard it first, right here on Sip, Suds, and Smokes. So what would you say is a town or city is your choice?
Well, it's pretty obvious.
Dave.
This place is the birthplace of Jay Cutler. Former Vanderbilt quarterback, now Chicago Bears quarterback, and the home of Holiday World, the happiest place in the Midwest, and possibly the world. Santa Claus, Indiana.
Santa Claus, Indiana. Hmm. A really great choice. No, that would be negative. Kids that are trying to get unlimited drinks will knock you down, man. Okay? So, and the people from Santa Claus, Indiana are really just imports from Kentucky that got lost. Okay? So, all right. Juliana, what do you think is in your... and is the safest place in Indiana? Those were very good choices, I might add. So, Dave, we'll make you drink two beers because they were so creative.
Thank you.
Well, let's see. I mean, it would have to be a really safe haven. And I'm thinking that there was a movie made about this town. Pleasantville, Indiana.
Pleasantville, Indiana. Hmm. A great choice. No, it was.
This is why Mike was not hired to host Jeopardy.
I know, yes.
No, you're wrong. Ha ha.
Ah, sorry. You are an idiot. Let's see.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Off Swiss's head. There's no soup for you.
Pleasantville, what are you, some kind of jerk?
The correct answer is the city of Zionville. It's a one red light, 6,000 town or 6,000 people municipality where basically people notice that they're lost and then move on to whatever the adjoining town is. So that is...
Yep.
There you go. So, City of Zionville, congratulations. You are the safest place in Indiana. We're so happy for you.
Wow.
All right. next up is going to be Juliana talking about her top three picks and her special children. Take it away, Juliana.
Okay, first of all, can I just say...
You are going to try to defend yourself. Oh, man, this is good. I love this.
No.
All beers are beautiful, so shut up.
I love you all.
Now, first of all, I was going to say, okay, aren't these labels just flippin' awesome?
They are, but you know what? They need to pick a font that people can read. Man of Awe instead of Man of War and Blackbeard, Blackheart, whatever the hell it is. You know what? Choose English, all right? Let's have a little plain text.
It is English.
Okay.
Man, but not, you know.
First of all, in looking at all of these, you know, beers on the shelf here, I love the labels, okay? I mean, I guess it's the Iron Maiden in me. I don't know, but it's really cool, and I love what they're doing with their labels. I mean, come on. The flippin' Calumet is like right out of heavy metal. It's awesome.
Yeah. Definitely. Sorry, I couldn't help drop that in. So that was Lair of the Monitor is another... metal band that they really love. So, Juliana, you were talking about your picks.
Yeah. Okay. So, those of you that have been listening to recent episodes, you know that I can't quite pick three.
That's for sure.
Three is never enough.
Yeah, that's right.
So, my third best.
And wonder why it's an hour show.
But I provide comic relief. Okay. For my number three pick, I have a 3A and a 3B. I have to admit that.
But of course.
Right. So 3A is the Blackheart English IPA.
Hmm. All right.
Uh-huh.
Let me get to that page where Blackheart is. It is, so Three Floyds Blackheart English IPA is an Imperial Double IPA. And it has an ABV of 9%. Here is a bit of some of the description around this. An English IPA brewed with British Malt Simpsons, British Yeast, UK East Kent Goldings, UK Admiral Hops, and American Formulation. So this is a really good English IPA. Is actually a throwback to the historical ale brewed when English IPAs were hopped to the last... voyage from England to the colonial troops in India. Using English malts, English hops, and English yeast, and aged slightly in oak for the 19th century taste. Amazing artwork is greatly contributed by Tim Leahy and Jeff Reiser on this particular label. Juliana, your tasting notes on Blackheart English IPA.
God bless, it's a beautiful beer. You know, what I love about this is, okay, first of all, the East Kent Goldings. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hop. That in combination with the Admiral hops and this great malt backbone, and it's very malt forward. For those of you that love malty beers, this will not disappoint. You know, it's just, it's got just the right amount of hops with the malt flavor, and what a beautifully balanced beer. I'm totally in love with this. And, you know, it's really cool that an American craft brewery is doing such a great English style beer. So yay to Three Floyds. I love you. I love you. And I love this beer. And I give it a 4.
My body should really not make that sound. What else is up in your lineup of 8 or 5 or
72? They do make 300 beers. So
you're all jealous. I know it.
We're going to be here a while.
So my... You're just jealous. Mm. Okay. So my 3B is the American equivalent of this beer, the Three Floyds War Mullet.
Ooh, how about that? So War Mullet is...
I had a War Mullet back in the 80s.
No, Dave, that was a hair mullet.
Oh.
That was before the dreads.
Yeah, I know. Now you just have nothing.
Before the... Hey, you know what?
Maybe you could style the little bit of hair you have in the style of a mullet. You think you could do that?
Let me tell you something. Skull, all right.
Skull mullet?
Is what's in.
Okay.
All right. I have a skullet.
I just thought you were aerodynamic. All right. Yeah. Let's see. War Mullet is an Imperial Double IPA. The ABV on this is 8.1%. And here's a quick description from Three Floyds on this. This double IPA will make you want to grow a mullet. No duh.
There you go.
And unless if you don't already have one, go and go to war if you've not already. So that is their commercial description of this beer. Again, a Imperial double IPA. Juliana, your tasting notes on War Mullet from Three Floyds.
Okay, first of all, the label is so killer. For those of you that love...
mullets.
Tolkien. Oh, no, okay. No. I mean, this is out of a Tolkien movie. It's like just absolutely awesome.
Yeah. Maybe you need to come up with an alternative rating system for the labels alone. Like the brown note from ATG.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Really rock the house.
Right, so. Exactly. Okay. But besides the fact that it's got a butt-kicking label, it's a really beautifully hot forward beer. You know, the complete opposite of the Blackheart, but in a really good way. It's piney, it's resiny, it's citrusy, you know, with the hint of the malt in the backbone, but just a beautifully balanced beer. And again, like a great American counterpart to the Blackheart IPA. And I give this one a 4 as well.
How about that? The body should really not make that sound. What's up next in your lineup here?
Well, I only have one number 2.
What? Okay.
Shocking. Yeah. Shocking. Yes. And that, of course, is the Black Masking.
It's backmasking.
Backmasking. Sorry. But it is black in color.
Yes, it is. But it is backmasking from Three Floyds. Mm. It is a stout.
God, this goes so good.
Yeah, I know. The ABV on this is 5.9%. Very approachable. And here is their quick description of this. A noun, a recording technique in which a sound or a message is recorded backwards onto a track that is meant to be played forwards. An old stout. 32 IBUs at 5.9%. Juliana, your tasting notes on back masking.
Okay. Sorry, Three Floyds. I didn't mean to say black masking. The label is another great one. I just love this label. I mean, it's red and black and just absolutely gorgeous. Besides that, it is a wonderful oatmeal stout. I mean, absolutely wonderful. There's a lot of of dark fruits in it, but you can still taste the oatmeal. And I, as a lover of stouts in general, this has got to be one of the favorites that I've ever had. I'm truly in love with this beer, and this I give a 4.
A 4 as well. How about that? A body should really not make that sound. Dave was the back masking the beer he spilled all over the table there.
I would have to pick the darkest beer we have here.
This is quite a ride.
You know, also, I have to...
Not the first Three Floyds beer. Definitely not the first beer we've ever spilled.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Also, I have to say that, you know, when drinking this beer, it just reminds me of a certain Beatles album with a little bit of back masking onto that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. For those of you that are Beatles fans, you totally know where I'm going. All anyways, right. There's that. Okay. My last one, which I only have one number one, shocking to you guys, I know, is the Space Station Middle Finger.
So we've already introduced this American IPA from Three Floyds.
This is just lovely. I mean, it's in-your-face hops, but it's so flipping good. You just want to keep drinking more and more and more of it. And I'm completely in love with this beer. And this I give a 4 as well.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, the Space Station was one of the beers that we had some doubles and triples, you know, some of these beers that... You know, been able to enjoy over several weeks, and this was one of the newer beers that Three Floyds has introduced rather recently, and I really enjoyed the Space Station as well. The thing I like the most is they just completely nailed it. You know, it's like it's just so not them to do something like this that is so simple, but yet it's so good. You know, it's true. Just the quality of, you know, the APA and the malt forwardness, you know, in this beer is just, I really loved it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, really, and it's great. You know, it's interesting because when you think of Three Floyds beers, you think of these, like, hoppy, in-your-face assaults of, like, alpha acids.
Yeah.
But this one has got, like, this beautiful little honeyness in the background, you know, from the malt. And, you know, what I love about them is... they can go either way, and they can really make a good blended, you know, beer of malt and hops. It doesn't have to be a hop assault or a malt assault.
Well, and I think and it shows that they can make a beer. They don't have to lean on hops.
Yeah,
no, you know? They don't.
I like that.
You know, but they're very true to those, you know, those four special ingredients. And I mean, they make truly essential beers for the craft beer lover.
Well, I don't mind offering up. My Sedge rating was the same as yours. It was a 4 as well, you know, for Space Station. It was not in my top 3, but I did want to offer up to say, great beer. Really fabulous. All right. Any other beers that you wanted to go through? Is that it?
That's it for my top few.
No special mention.
What?
But I do love you all. I do. Three Floyds, I love everything that you do.
Wow.
Just saying.
Beautiful in your own little way.
But they are in a flippin', you know, badass, mother effing metal kind of way.
Well, on that note, let's hear another metal band from Three Floyds called Pig Destroyer. Dave, did you catch what that guy said?
Yeah.
Something about his mother.
I can't repeat
it. You're embarrassed, aren't you?
I can't repeat it on the radio. Okay. But right. Yeah. I can say I think their next beer should be like a bacon smoked bacon porter called Pig Destroyer.
Okay.
I think that'd be good, right?
With a bluegrass theme?
Maybe. Or a bacon blue cheese porter.
So with Pig Destroyer, the name of that tune was Loathsome. If you didn't quite get the name of that song, you know, through that quick clip there,
it's my ringtone.
I know. hey, Mom, how you doing? Let's see, are you loathsome?
Wow.
So anyway,
that's a different episode.
All right, yeah, really. That's for sure. That's a different therapy group. So. The thing is they actually created a beer with this band called Pig Destroyer. That was actually the name of the beer. If you want to find how they actually pair bands with beers, they do that. They've actually taken a few beers to the craft beer convention, the CBC, where they've actually paired and actually bring some of the bands to the CBC, convention as well.
That's pretty cool.
It is. So you actually get to see some of these bands in person. This is not just some fad, marketing concept they have. They've had a real continuity with it, at Three Floyds for quite some time. So.
They are metalheads. I mean,
most definitely. Yeah. Well, up next is good old boy Mike's top picks, and we'll probably take a break in the middle of these as well. So, top picks for me, I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way back up. So, number three is going to be... it is going to be the Blackheart English IPA. So, this is a beer that we just talked about, and, really, the thing that I loved about the Blackheart was it was just a great representation of all things Three Floyds, where they decided to do something and do it exceptionally well. Not only have they come back and had a moment of homage and the original style of an English IPA, but they've really just... they're going after a blend of ingredients that I just am not aware anyone else has done it quite this way. And that's what I really loved about this. A great hop grain combo. I wrote down, this is a true East IPA. I mean, if anybody had to say, what is an East Coast IPA? I would say, keep going across the pond, man. Because when you get to the land of those Kent Goldings, you're there. And I really thought that was the hop that was forward in this as the mm-hmm. Kent Golding. I just loved it all the way around. This was a fabulous beer. My suds rating for Blackheart IPA was a 4. A body should really not make that sound. Really great choice. And today's the first day I had that beer, and I will definitely go back for some more of that because it was just really awesome. Fabulous.
Yeah.
So, the other two beers come with a little bit of a story, and then we'll take a break. So, I've worked an awful lot in Chicago. I actually reside, had a place down in South Loop for a little time as well, and really enjoyed, everything that Chicago brings, to the table. And with that comes a lot of Three Floyds beer. And one of the traditions that I had was had a regular poker game with one of the teams that I had there. And I had a recurring theme that I would go to Benny's right after work. Benny's is a very large retailer in the Chicago area. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like I was always standing in front of all of the Three Floyds offerings that they had at Benny's. And you're standing, and they really carry like 40 of their beers, from Three Floyds, it seems like, at any one time. It really is just quite an amazing selection.
Yeah.
And so I really got hooked on Three Floyds beer, very, very early on. So these are beers that I've enjoyed, I've come back to, I've had them on draft, I've had them in bottle, I've chased them down. So these are definitely, beers that there is a period of time where they've been good friends within the craft beer industry itself. And so when we come back, I'll talk about my top two picks and why they fall in this category. So we'll take a break right now and come back and join us for the rest of the discussion on Three Floyds. Thanks for coming back. This is Sips, Suds, and Smokes. Today's Suds episode is all about beers from Three Floyds in Munster, Indiana. Yes, that is a theme song. I think every time I say Munster, Indiana, we are talking about beers from Three Floyds, a brewery And I was talking about what I really felt like are some really good perennial standards. So my number two pick beer is Gumball Head.
Yeah.
It is just such a fabulous beer. You know, this is a wheat beer, and it has been around for quite some time. We talked about it very briefly earlier. My tasting notes on Gumball Head are, you know, do they offer this in, like, 40-gallon vats? Sign me up. So it is just, I think that it is practically defined what I describe as the American wheat beer. It's just a fabulous session beer. It's very approachable, and it just has a wonderful citrus finish on it. I mean, mm-hmm. I could drink this all day long. It's very easy for me to offer up and say, this is a five.
Nice.
Hang time, give me another. I love the fact that they've actually changed. Gumball Head used to be only available in the Bombers. And they introduced a six-pack line. At Three Floyds. I don't know, maybe like 10 years ago is when they finally added a six-pack line. And they would usually... They had a cut, you know, in between their low grav and high grav lines that they would drop all their low gravity, you know, basically in the six packs, and then all the high gravity in Bombers. And for states that have some delineation between the two variants, that it would help them in distributing, you know, between the two based on the packaging style. But the thing is that Gumball Head has kind of floated back and forth in between those packaging styles. And the thing I really love is when I have Gumball Head on tap. It is really, really good. I think one of the first times that I had a Gumball Head was at the Map Room in Chicago.
Mm.
Fabulous place, really great Belgian bar. I really love it's one of many great places in Chicago to go. But for that particular day, they just happened to have, you know, Gumball Head on tap. And the fact that it stood up so well in a large lineup of really great Belgian beers, I really enjoyed it that day. And I remember having it on tap in a lot of places in Chicago, but that particular experience definitely stuck out, you know, for me. So the only thing I would say is wrong is they don't sell that as a Cubs game.
Wow.
It's about the only thing I wish they would sell Three Floyds, although it is widely available there in Wrigleyville around the ballpark.
You know, and it blows me away that it is a wheat beer.
I know.
Because it doesn't taste like the traditional wheat beers.
It really has a tremendous amount of balance and just it's just all there.
It's got a lot more of the like kind of more of a malt complexity.
Yeah.
Just from the type of wheat they're using, I think.
Well, I don't know a whole lot about red wheat, but all I have to say is for those of you that are homebrewers that are listening to the show, I want to check that out. Yeah,
get some.
Maybe work on a Gumball Head clone, you know, directly with that, because I think you would have some fun with it. Really great flavor profile, as I see the two already inclusion here in front of me. Next up is my top pick, and it wasn't even close. There wasn't even close to anything else at the top. I didn't have any, I love you all, and you're all there at the top. I didn't have that problem at all.
Yeah, Juliana. Whatever.
Very easy for me to name. My top pick is Dreadnought.
Yeah. Woo!
So this is a beer we have not introduced yet. Dreadnought Imperial IPA. Is an ABV of 9.5%, and here is their description from Three Floyds, practically my own as well. A hophead's dream beer. This Imperial IPA has an opening salvo of mango, peach, and citrus hop aromas that sit atop a pronounced malt backbone. Although Dreadnought is a strong and intensely hoppy ale, its complex flavors are both smooth and memorable. It has a target of 100 IBUs. So my tasting notes on Dreadnought are, I wrote down just one word, perfect.
Yeah.
You know, if anybody had to ask me for a reference standard of Imperial IPA, I would absolutely hand this up and say, this is what an Imperial IPA should taste like. It's pleasant. It has a great hoppy bitterness. It wonderful balance. It's just, you know, every time I've had this, it's just really amazing. It was great to have it today. I felt like I was sitting down with a good old friend and going, yeah, welcome back, man. I'm so glad you're back here.
Yeah,
to my taste buds, because I definitely missed you. Very easy for me to say. This is a 5.
Nice.
Listen to that time, give me another. And that is exactly what I am going to do.
You know, and that's interesting. And sorry, let me interrupt for just a second. No. But I'm just thinking about this. And, you know, we've got APAs. We've got English versions. We've got double IPAs. We have stouts. And, you know, it's really nice when a brewery hits the note on so many levels, in so many ways. And yes, Three Floyds, you know I love you. And I'm not saying this, you know, just to be cheesy, but I mean, you really can't go wrong by anything, essentially, that you get from them.
Yeah, you know, I think that was a very common reaction that we all had today, you know, after we had finished even going through this flight was, wow, these are all really, really good.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we got to talk about so many different beers, even in our top three.
Yeah.
Because I think it just exemplifies the measure of quality of the beer making that they're really doing at Three Floyds. You know, that sore point with their distribution is definitely something that can almost alienate, you know, some people, because I will tell you, it even took us, what, 3 months to even chase down, you know, all these beers.
Sure.
And even we did it, you know, probably across the three-state region. Hey, if you're listening from Three Floyds, feel free to send us some beer in return, because I don't want to go and chase down anymore. I'll just send a case of Dreadnought. I'm okay after that.
We'd be happy to do another Three Floyds episode.
But, you know, but in... Okay, that being said, you know, the fact that we did have to hunt high and low and go out of state...
It was worth the hunt.
It really was. I mean, and... You know, say what you will about what we can get distributed here in Tennessee and what we love, but going outside that and actually finding a brewery that we can get such a varied amount of styles and, you know, and like them on so many levels. I mean, that's, I'm sorry, but that's pretty cool considering all that they offer. And, you know
who I think
styles.
Is to blame?
What?
The Munster, Indiana Chamber of Commerce. This is a tourism
I don't know.
Trap.
It's a tourism trap.
That's what it is. Come to Munster. You want Three Floyds? Come on in.
Yeah.
So one thing that we were chatting about is when we were tasting was when both Juliana and I tasted backmasking.
Wow.
The stout. Yeah. Our initial reaction was, in fact, I actually wrote that down, was this is the on-ramp for Dark Lord.
Totally.
So, if you don't know anything about Dark Lord, it is it's a special release beer that they have every year. It's different from one year to the next, and it seems to be getting more complex and dark and danky, and it's usually, you know, some type of imperial stout of some kind that's been, sometimes it's barrel aged. It's definitely a beer that a lot of people associate, you know, very easily with Three Floyds. But I've actually had, you know, Dark Lord several years, and when we tasted, you know, backmasking today, I was like, that's totally the on-ramp for Dark Lord. You can almost taste where they're figuring out the style of cocoa nibs that they're actually going to be building on, you know, to make Dark Lord itself, even before they move to some of the later stages of the ingredients that they have actually put in Dark Lord.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you know, talk about like a foreplay, but it really starts giving you an idea of what Dark Lord is. And when you taste this compared to when you taste a Dark Lord, you can be like, oh wow, they've come so far, and look what they started with. You know, it's a great starting point. So for those of you that can't get a Dark Lord but can get this beer instead, I mean, please do, because it is a wonderful beer, and it gives you an idea of what Dark Lord is.
So another beer that we have not talked about today and most worthy of a brief discussion is the collaboration between McKellar and Three Floyds. Again, a very recent beer that is produced out of Three Floyds.
Yeah.
They've gone after a common recipe that they make between McKellar and Three Floyds. Now, sometimes when you do collaborations and you do common recipes, they have some variation in the ingredients, you know, depending on what's available. It's like you have the same recipe, but my butter is not the same as your butter. You know? Yeah,
sure.
We all say butter, but it's not always the same butter, you know, from one place to the next.
True.
So it usually creates some variations, you know, in those collaboration brews where it seems like the same recipe, but, you know, they're a little bit different. This particular version, this is a barley wine, and really caught our attention today. And the thing that we really loved about this beer is how good it was. It just, the bitterness that was really present in this and the measure of balance again between bitterness and sweetness was just so spot on. You know, how many barley wines have we had where we go, wow, that's too sweet or that's too bitter or oh my god, I need to throw that in the basement for, you know,
yeah, 10 years. Yeah.
This was just a wonderful, great collaboration.
It really was. And I, you know, I'm staring at the bottle now and again, thank you, Three Floyds, for a wonderful label. A wonderful label. Not that it has anything to do with the price of what a barley wine is, but yeah, again, what an interesting mix. I mean, for those of you that like, you know, sticky, sweet barley wines, this isn't it. But it's such... It's a great barley wine, but it's got that little extra oomph and, you know, that you would expect from a Keller. You know, through adding that like kind of curveball into what a barley wine is, and what a wonderful sipping beer.
So, how do you say the name Maj Goop? Maj Goop.
Maj Goop.
Maj Goop. I'm going to go for it. Yeah. So, actually, I can read a little bit of the description around this. So, this is the fifth beer made by Brew Buddies McKellar, a big and barley tasty barley wine. Following the same path as previous Goops made available. This time with corn taking over the throne.
Mm.
So that is a simple description that is on here as well. So just a really fabulous beer. We didn't want it to drift by. The ABV on this was actually 10.4%, which is pretty normal, I would say, for a barley
wine. But it doesn't drink that big.
No, it doesn't.
It does not.
It doesn't.
It's just so incredibly balanced. And the one very consistent thing that we said about this barley wine is drink it now.
Yeah.
This is totally one of these barley wines where, now don't throw it in a cellar and wait for 2 years and think it's going to evolve and change and get a lot better and blah, blah, blah. No, no, no.
No, this is great as it is.
It really is.
Yeah, get the hops now.
Yeah. It's been made to consume now, and you should definitely take advantage of that. Well, some additional great discussion we had on all the beers from Three Floyds, and we don't want you to miss out on our last trivia question on Munster, Indiana. So grab that beer, kids. All right. Your last trivia question here for Munster, Indiana. Who is the Munster resident CEO of one of the largest mutual fund rating services? Dave's going, what's a mutual fund?
I was actually saying something else, but...
Is that where they serve beer?
Yeah.
All right, boys and girls. Oh, I'm totally going after Dave. So your first guess...
Is his first name Bill?
Negative.
Is his last name Bill?
Negative.
Pass.
Ooh, he's not even going to go for it. All right, chug away there. All right, Juliana. So what's going to be your big guess there?
Herman.
That is a great name of someone that is not the CEO.
Oh, come on.
Herman. All right. So This is a really great story. So a resident, actually he was born in Munster, founded Morningstar, the rating service for mutual funds, ended up only spending $80,000 to create Morningstar, ended up buying Stallworth, you know, other media companies like Inc. and Fast Company.
Oh. Wow.
And the CEO is Joe Mansueta.
Oh, yeah. But
they, oh, but, yeah, that right, guy.
But they
yeah.
call him Bill. See, his to his friends, he's known as Bill. All right, so
wannabe.
I should kind of get credit for that.
Dave, you get the you do. You get the prize for the most creative
lie.
Yeah, story there. So I'll open up one just for you, so I'll enjoy that. All right. All right.
Yeah.
A great day we've enjoyed here talking about Three Floyds and a lot of really great beer. So thank you for joining us. Let's wrap up our show for today. Thanks to all our listeners here on Sips, Suds, and Smokes. You can catch all of our episodes online on iTunes, SoundCloud, TuneIn, Stitcher, YouTube, PRX, Uncle John's Basement, and Spreaker, our native media host. Our terrestrial radio stations are going, wait, how many trivia questions did I get right just there? I know, boys. You're thinking you got more than one, but drink up. Enjoy some more Three Floyds. Listen, drop off a six-pack of Dreadnought to them and tell them, hey, I'd like to hear this radio show on this radio station. Send them a note and copy us as well. We'd love to hear from you. You can reach us online anytime at info@sipssudsandsmokes.com. Dave has his own fan mail, and you can reach him at leavethecorkin@sipssudsandsmokes.com. Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter. Our handle is @SipSudSmokes. Our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. Listen, we enjoyed you joining us today. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. I want to thank my co-host for being here today. Good old gal Juliana, thank you for being here.
Up the irons, guys.
I think there's metal involved with that.
Yes.
Dave, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for thanking me.
Oh, I don't know if that is just an epic fail all the way around. Anyway, listen to this good old boy, Mike, asking you to join us once again and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.